I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 2nd, 2020 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Gamalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Dow?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome all of you to our City Council meeting this evening. We're glad that you're here. If you have a particular item you'd like to address with council, please raise your hand at the, while we're on that subject, and I will recognize you at the correct time. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance this meeting, led by Mr. Frye.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item 3 is additions to the agenda. And as agenda item 11, I would like to add permission to advertise for the City Hall and Courts roofing replacements as distributed by the Clerk of Council this afternoon at the request of the Service Director. That'll be agenda item 11. I would also recommend that we move agenda item 9A up to before agenda item 6 so we can have the report of the Finance Committee ahead of the two issues, the proposed resolution 7-2020 and ordinance 14-2020 that are on the agenda as a result of that meeting. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council, Mrs. Capellini?
I'd like to add a report from Stage Art and an update on Hoon Park.
Okay, we'll make that agenda item 12. It was an update on Sage Yard and a report on Haroon Park.
Yeah.
All right, did I bunch them together there?
Yeah.
They have been definitely working in Haroon Park right across the river from my office. They've been working quite hard. Other members of City Council?
Did you need a motion for the thing you recommended on the moving?
We'll approve that as the change of the agenda. When we approve the agenda, we'll have that taken care of. Any additional items from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snore?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of the amended agenda indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that agenda is approved for this evening's meeting. Agenda item 4 is approval of the regular meeting minutes from February 18th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the regular Sylvania City Council meeting minutes for the meeting held February 18th, 2020, as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our last meeting on February 18th. As submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5 is a gap study for Erie Street and Monroe Street traffic study. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Last year we completed a traffic study for the intersection of Erie Street and Monroe Street and have some alternative and options that are being considered for that intersection. However, one of the things that we wanted to take a look at is if we do change the traffic pattern at that intersection with either a signal modification or a roundabout, that will have an impact on the intersection of Old Post and Monroe Street. That's the primary ingress egress for traffic in and out of Sleepy Hollow. And yes, Sleepy Hollow. And so we wanted to make sure that we weren't improving the situation at Monroe and Erie, but making the situation at Old Post and Monroe worse. So we'd like to extend that study. We went back to Tetra Tech, who was the firm that completed the original study, and asked them what it would additional cost to be to take a look at that gap. That's why we're calling the gap study. And they indicated that the additional work would be approximately $7,000. They gave us a work effort and work hours and a report, and we believe that this is a reasonable cost to perform that study. We would recommend approval.
Discussion among members of City Council. Mr. Frye, you're very familiar with that intersection. Mrs. Westwell, you drive by it every morning. Mr. McCann, you do as well.
Yes. I can absolutely assure you that at certain times of the day, it's difficult to turn right, let alone turn left out there. And one thing I wanted to just mention, a minor correction, that's the only ingress and egress out of Sleepy Hollow.
It is.
Except for emergency purposes. So there is no other alternative.
It was originally master planned that there would be a rear exit out of Sleepy Hollow into what is now the Meadows.
Right.
But the developer of the Meadows came to the city and got enough support from the residents at the south end of Sleepy Hollow not to have that go through there. And it was a concern because of the bridge, to tell you more than anything else.
Right.
All right. We do have an ordinance 13-2020, to accept this proposal for the gap study. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 13-2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Tetra Tech to conduct a gap study supplement for the traffic study at the intersection of Erie Street and Monroe Street, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $7,000, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 13-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 13-2020.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 13-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 13-2020 is approved. There's a couple of students in the back row. Have you been to a previous meeting and heard the explanation for those two motions? Let me give you that then. As part of our charter, it requires that all ordinances or resolutions be read in their entirety three times. That dates back to 1960, and since then we have the availability of Xerox machines and now the internet where people can go and they can get copies of it or read it online. And so with a motion, the first motion, they can waive, City Council can move to read by title only and to waive the second and third readings. However, to pass it in one night, it takes a supermajority of council, five or more members of council to pass it, or it will be back for a second and third vote at future meetings. Most ordinances and resolutions do pass in one night. And we've got a couple more coming up. You can listen to the two motions as they're made.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad you're here. All right. Now we're down in the agenda. I want to move to agenda item 9A, a report from the Finance Committee held on February 26th, prior to moving on to agenda items 6 and 7. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, this is a Finance Committee meeting report of the meeting held February 26, 2020 at 8 a.m. Present were Finance Committee members, myself, Mary Westphal, Mark Frye, Doug Hanum, and Patrick Richardson. Others who were present, Katie Cappellini, Brian McCann, Lindsay Stow, Toby Schroyer, Leslie Brining, and Mayor Stow. The meeting did open at 8:05 a.m., and the first point of discussion was to review the current funding request policy originally put in place on July 17, 2017. The meeting started here so that the group could be fully informed of the current policy, and while it was being reviewed, the group could consider whether there was a need for adjustments. After some discussion, a motion was made by Mr. Frye to make adjustments to the current policy to include a letter of request for funds by September 1st of each year, a requirement that the annual budget is submitted with the application, a submission of the last set of year-end financials, including a list of other public funds received, including 3 to 5 year goals if they exist, and upon request, a seat for a member of council on the grantee's board or decision-making body. That motion was seconded by Mr. Hanum, and the motion carried. The second part of the meeting focused specifically on the DSA request for a $9,000 increase. Several documents were prepared by administration to help inform the decision. First was a summary and history of giving to the DSA. Council appreciated the information and noted that the membership dues had decreased by 24% from 2018 and 2019, and council recognized that as a concern. Additionally, documentation was provided that indicated that surrounding communities generally waive service charges or fees for events sponsored by downtown groups but do not provide direct financial assistance. It was noted that Worthington, Ohio does have a similar process providing annual grant funds to downtown groups. Mr. Hayden voiced support for the DSA request, indicating their good work is bringing new life and energy to our downtown area, and that is substantial. Additional discussion focused on the technical details of the policy. Some questioned whether the fact that the DSA did not meet the 90-day request for an increase in funding should be a concern. Council member Ms. Lindsay Stow expressed concern about not following the policy and what this means in terms of setting a precedent for the future. Additional comment from Mr. Fry, Council's representative to the DSA board, indicated that $9,000 is not going to lead to a transformational change, certainly, for the DSA, but it is going to help secure additional time for the DSA staff to secure additional programming and funding, including outreach to the DSA members for dues, and that could be significant. Mr. Fry acknowledged that the sunset policy currently in place for the DSA had actually been his idea originally. He shared that it made sense at the time, but now that the DSA has had time to have some growth and success, he supports the increased funding to allow for future opportunities. He did indicate that the president of the DSA remains committed to becoming independent. Mr. Fry was questioned about whether the DSA cash reserves should be considered as part of this decision. He indicated that yes, it should be considered, and a best practice would indicate that any business should have 6 months of operating cash on hand, and that the DSA does not have that level of cash reserves. Mr. Hayden moved that we grant the additional $9,000 to the DSA. Mr. Richardson seconded, and the motion carried. With no other business coming before the committee, the meeting adjourned at 9:04. And with that report read into the minutes, I'd like to just make a few additional brief comments. First, we do put council members at the tables of these organizations that receive city funds for exactly this type of situation. Mr. Fry, thank you for your contributions to the discussion and your sense that this commitment will lend more support to the growth and success of our downtown community. It is exactly why you sit at that table, so that was helpful. Finally, while all community organizations did receive written notice of the community funding process and a copy of the legislation on August 8, 2017, since then there has been no communication that I could locate sharing that 90-day timeline to request additional funds, nor could I find it located on our website. The community programs by practice currently simply submit letters sometime in the fall. It seems possible and perhaps even probable that any community organization could have easily been unclear about the required timing for an increase in this funding request. So with that, I would be happy to read the legislation unless other members of council have comments, Mr. Mayor.
Seeing no comments, the first one is Resolution 7-2020. This is to amend the funding request policy that was put in place back on July 17th of 2017. It is Resolution 7-2020. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All members of council, having received copies, I move approval of Resolution Number 7-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania amending the funding request policy, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 7-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Resolution Number 7-2020.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 7-2020, emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 7, 2020 is approved. Also put on the agenda as a result of the Finance Committee meeting is proposed ordinance 14, 2020, to appropriate the sum of $9,000 to the Downtown Sylvania Association. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 14-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only, appropriating the sum of $9,000 to support the Downtown Sylvania Association, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 14, 2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 14-2020.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 14, 2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Mr. Frye?
Yes.
Mr. Hanam?
Yes.
Mr. McCann?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Ms. Stow?
No.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
The vote is 6 to 1, and the motion passes, and ordinance 14, 2020 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 9B. This would be a committee of the whole report from the Committee of the Whole meeting held this evening prior to the council meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we did have a Committee of the Whole meeting tonight, March 2nd, 2020, starting at 6:45, and the discussion was on a possible primary date change. Present were certainly all members of council, myself, Mary Westfall, Katie Capalini, Mark Frye, Doug Hanam, Brian McCann, Lindsay Stow, and Patrick Richardson. Also joining us, Leslie Brining, I'll get it, Bill Sanford, Mayor Stow, and Sharon Booker. Leslie reviewed responses from Mr. Tim Monaco, the Deputy Director of the Board of Elections. He had given some responses about questions we had as it relates to the primary process, and some discussion among council members and general consensus focused on not requiring a primary for council members in the future, but yes, requiring a primary for the mayor's office. There were no final decisions made, but there was a request that the law director get some feedback on issues around the current primary not being in compliance with federal election for military ballots or state law for absentee and early voting. Also that Mrs. Brining would look into what those time options would look like if we were to have a primary in July or August timeline, and then confirming the question around whether this must be a nonpartisan election. Additionally, there was a sense that the charter would not require a charter change on the state form, so we just want to make sure we're clear on that. And finally, there was a request of the law director to review the charter for any other significant changes to consider at this time. Mr. Richardson moved to adjourn. Mrs. Capalini seconded. Motion carried, and the meeting adjourned at 7:12.
Any questions or comments? One item that just came to mind that we did not discuss during that Committee of the Whole would be, should we take a look at updating the charter to avoid the motion to read by title only and waive the second and third readings? That would certainly be an update. We'd still want to keep the provision that it takes 5 votes to pass it in one meeting, but that's another possible change that would certainly affect how the tempo of our council meetings. I haven't thought, it just came to mind. That would be an update. I wouldn't have to give these speeches to the students. All right.
Some of the best parts of the meeting, though, Mr. Mayor.
All right, let's move on to committee referrals. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Or committee referrals, agenda item 10. Hearing none, let's move on to added agenda item 11, permission to advertise for bids for the city hall and court roofing replacements. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have collected specifications and received estimates on construction costs for the replacement of the shingled areas of the roofs on both the courts and City Hall building. The interior, you can't even really tell it from the street level, but the interior of those roofs are actually flat roofs, and then the shingled areas that you actually see hide those, if you will. So those shingled areas, as Mr. Sanford can attest to, we have had a couple very bad leaks in those areas, the shingles are starting to become very brittle and break away. So it's time. That building, I believe, is about 26 to 30 years old between the two buildings. So we've gotten a good lifetime out of the existing shingles, but it's time for replacement. So the estimates for the two projects is $122,000. This is in our 2020 capital improvement budget, and we would recommend, or we're requesting approval, that the clerk authorize for advertising.
Mr. Aller, the product or material that we're considering for the replacement,
you're right.
Similar, you expect a similar life out of those shingles as what we've just recently experienced?
Yes, we actually went with the material that we have specified is actually the lifetime warranty, a lifetime warranty shingle.
What's that mean for a city?
Thank you. You just beat me to it. That'd be for us.
As long as the material doesn't break, if you will, they don't become as brittle as the existing shingles that are on, then the warranty covers. If we get a windstorm or something like that tears them off, that's not a covered item. But
sure.
Yeah, the material itself has a lifetime warranty.
It's lifetime.
I'll be dead, so I won't know.
So it's about 30 years.
Yeah, no. The product hasn't been out long enough to know if that lifetime. They're saying in excess of 30 years, 40 years. So they're telling us that we should get more than 40. We'll see.
The flat portion of the administration building roof was replaced several years ago. Those normally last about 20 years. I'm not sure that the court building's been replaced, Kevin. I don't know that it has. That one was quite a large flat area portion on the back of that building, and we will have to take a look at that in the not too distant future, I'm sure. It's an EPDM rubber roof. All right. Mr. Aller is asking for permission to advertise. This is a building and grounds issue. Ms. Stow, can we have a motion to authorize bidding?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would, let me see. I'm so sorry, I missed one.
We need a motion to authorize the bidding for this roofing replacement.
Thank you. Please apologize. It's the first time I've had to do this in here. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to make a motion to, what's the rest of it?
Authorize
the advertising of the bids.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to authorize the clerk and the service director to advertise and receive bids for the City Hall and courts roofing replacements. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Those bids will be brought back to you for approval once we receive them. Mr. Aller, you told me that you'd already set the dates. When is the bid date?
Yeah, the bid date is 20th, March 20th.
So that'll come into the first meeting in April then. All right, moving on to added agenda item 12, an update on the Sage Yard and a report on the work in Haroon Park. Mrs. Cappellini.
So about a year ago, Sage Yard embarked on a community-wide survey, and the results that came back were overwhelmingly people wanted a community center and pools, different kinds of pools. I mean, there were a lot of things that people wanted. And we just completed a feasibility study with all of the different variables. So what I'm really, really hoping is that we are having a community meeting March 30th at 6:30 at the King Road Library for everybody to put their two cents in, look at the drawings. It'll be one of those things where they want your opinion, and I'm really hoping that all of you could put it on your calendar.
What was that date and time again?
March 30th at 6:30 at the King Road Library. And then the follow-up meeting where all those results are wrapped up is May 12th at 6:30 at the Senior Center.
I'm sorry, what was that date?
May 12th, 6:30 at the Senior Center. And we really, really need community leader input, and bring all your friends. We really need to know what people think so we get this right.
So again, define to us, there's a meeting at the...
At the King Road Library on March 3rd at 6:30.
March 3rd or March 30th?
March 30th.
Okay.
March 30th, 6:30 at the King Road Library, and then May 12th, 6:30 at the Senior Center. So, and then about Haroon Park, if anybody has walked down there recently, you can see the Nature Conservancy has been doing a lot of work with their forest mower. The forest mowing section of it should be done in the next 2 to 3 weeks. They are leaving the steep parts, the banks, and the parts that are super wet for when they have their seasonal team. So they'll be done with the big mower, and then they'll be back in the spring when they have their seasonal help to help haul the stuff away. It's looking a little bare down there right now, but things are going to come back. The chamber, it looks like they will do their 2021 Arbor Day there and give us a head start. And hopefully we'll have 20 businesses join the chamber again, and we'll get 20 new trees. So that's it for my report.
I have received questions why the river trail had closed sign barricades on it. That is why. It was the work going on. And they are hauling a lot out of there. There's no doubt about it.
And there are signs posted so that people, when they get there, they can see, if they can read, they can know what's going on.
All right. Any questions for Mrs. Cappellini? That brings us to the end of our agenda for this evening. You might want to take a look at agenda item B, which is comments from our Deputy Service Director, Joe Shaw, talking about the responses to the public meeting comments we received on the Silica and Monroe Street interchange. That also refers to a gaps in the traffic, particularly for the roundabout. But the recommendation is to go to a traffic light intersection.
Mr. Mayor, I noticed the information item from Kim Dunham.
Yes.
I know after she was here, I had a very productive meeting with her and Mary about TARDA, and Kim is a breath of fresh air in that position, and I'm optimistic going forward. I think Mark has met with her as well. So we're looking forward to working with her going forward.
I can let you know she requested a meeting with me on Thursday morning to review the ballot language. It's too late to talk about the ballot language for a property tax, so this must be the ballot language for the sales tax initiative. That's all I know about the meeting, but she is coming in Thursday morning to share that with me. And Mrs. Cappellini, I know you rode the bus, and so did Ms. Dow, and I did as well. We met the director of the Ohio Transit Association, who is a native of the city of Sylvania, went through our schools, and now she's the director there, headquartered down in the Columbus area. So it was very nice to meet her as well. All right, we're at the end of our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council is adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, March 16th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.